Okay, so the first question that I have is, do you have a favorite bookstore?
I do. Second and Charles in Woodbridge, Virginia is a great one, so.
Why do you like that bookstore in particular?
I mean, I first found it after Borders closed, which was, I was distraught after Borders closed. And it's actually in an old Borders, and it's a used bookstore. So it is full of all different kinds of things, not just what's popular, like a lot of chain bookstores are, like Barnes and Noble, sorry, Barnes and Noble, but so you can really, it can be hard to find specific books, but it's amazing to go browse in there because it all depends on what people bring in. So they're all like gently used and stuff, but it's just great. You can always find something awesome.
Okay. So, in general, do you think that you like going to Second and Charles more than you liked going to Borders, was it?
Yes.
You
Yeah,
do?
I do. I think it's, I don't know. It's just a lot more interesting to browse.
No, it's fine. Don't apologize.
I'm
You're
not the most
good.
eloquent person, but yeah, I mean, you could always almost always find specifically what you were looking for at Borders, which was nice, but Second and Charles is not only like cheaper, which is always nice on the wallet because I buy so many books that it's I don't it's very eclectic. How's that? Like, it's very eclectic. It has a lot more variety than I think Borders would because they get in what people want to see in there. But with Second and Charles, it's really what comes in is what other people, like everyone likes, like different people. So it's not just, oh, Twilight and books like Twilight, like during that time. Because when you see places in other bookstores, it's, oh, 50 Shades of Grey, let's recommend all other books like 50 Shades of Grey, and there's no other option really. Like, in there's like a lot less option because those are taking up all the space, so it's good to find those. And you can also find pretty obscure books sometimes. Because, like, I went to Barnes and Noble to try and find this book, Sagas of the Icelanders, which is, and it's kind of weird, but
No.
and it's like a $40 book, and I couldn't find it at anyone, and I guess I could have ordered it from them or something, but I went to Second and Charles and it was there and it was $4.
Oh.
So it was amazing because, like, it's kind of hard to find those kind of things because not everyone really reads them, but
Yeah.
someone did and someone brought it in. So it was great. So
Awesome. So,
nice.
does Second and Charles only sell books?
No, they also sell like over, they'll sell kind of like graphic t-shirts. They sell graphic novels and stuff, comic books, music, movies, like memorabilia type stuff. So not a lot of that, but it's mainly books, but they sell a lot of other stuff too, which I mean you could say a lot of bookstores do. They sell other
Yeah.
things,
When you
so.
go to the bigger ones, they also have like bookmarks and
Yeah, they have all that
notebooks,
stuff.
stuff like that. Yeah. Okay, so when you go to buy things in Second and Charles, does it usually take a long time, or are you there for like a really short, like you're in and out and that's it?
Well, it takes me a long time because I always like to look because it's always new stuff coming in. It's like you never know what's going to be there. Or, I mean, you might not be able to find exactly what you were looking for, which is kind of a small downside, but they usually have it, so.
Yeah.
But no, I spend a lot of time in there. I'll be there for like an hour at least. If you're focused, you can totally go in, grab what you want, and go out. It's not hard to like find things in there because you can always go in front and ask, and they'll tell you if they have it in stock and where it's located. But no, I spend a long time in there. My mom's not always thrilled about that. When she goes with me, she's like, "Catherine, come on, we've been here for a while. Let's go." But yeah, so I can spend a long time in there.
Do you only go for books, or is it like you
Like
sometimes go for the other things there?
90% of the time, I'm going for books, but sometimes I'll find like a decent CD in there or something, and they're pretty cheap too, so that's nice. But
Okay. So when you go to this bookstore in particular, this is kind of like an out there question, but like what is the mood, would you say, of that bookstore kind of?
ooh. Okay, this is like weird, but it's like accepting because it's all different people in there, and it's just like it's comfortable because I don't know, it's not okay, sterile kind of like
Yeah.
big chain bookstores. Like, you go in, everything's in their specific place, everything's brand new. Everyone's like, "Hi, can I?" Okay, well, they ask how they could help you, but like, they're not all up in your face about it. They let you do your own thing, and there's I don't know, so it's really comfortable to be in there. Like, you walk in, and there's like kind of weird people, and there's like normal people, and like, everyone's just kind of doing their own thing, which is nice. It's not you want to stay in there longer than you would in another bookstore, I think, because it's just kind of cozy in there. Like, you, they have chairs and things for you to, like, sit if you want. They always have music playing, which is nice. It's, I don't know, it's just very comfortable. I'm, like, I'm kind of uncomfortable when I go into, like, big chain bookstores just because, I don't know, I feel like I don't want to, like, move anything out of its place. Yeah. Or, like, am I standing here looking at these too long? Are people going to be like, why is she still there? And if you stand there for a while, they're like, hey, can we help you? No, I'm just looking. Like, so,
I don't know. You can just kind of, like, do what you want.
Yeah.
And it's fine. So, you were talking about the people. Is it, like, are there, like, weird people? Would you say they're, like, normal, air quotes?
Yeah, okay, normal's kind of, like, a relative thing. But, yeah. Like, one of the guys that worked there, he was wearing, like, a kilt and, like, a pirate shirt one day. And I was like, okay. It's not, like, the typical there, but, like...
Yeah, right.
It really caters to nerds, which I think is wonderful. But, like, all kinds of nerds, like, comic book people or people who like manga or, like... There are video games and things like that there, too, but, it's just really, it's, like, people there are really accepting. Like, they're not gonna look at you weird if you have, like, purple hair or, like, something. It's very, like I said, it's very eclectic.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
It's nice.
So, eclectic, that's a really good word.
So, I use it a lot.
It's a good word to use a lot. Yeah. Alright, so... It's a pretty small bookstore, I'm taking, from your descriptions.
It's actually in the side, it's in Old Borders, so it's pretty big.
Oh, so it's a really
like,
big one.
There's a lot of open space, but...
Alright.
Yeah.
So, open space, like, is it like...
Aisle-wise.
Just, like, front to back, stacked with books, or is there, like, a space to read, or, like, write, or tables, stuff like that?
There's really not tables and things, but there is a section in the back where there's, a couple, like, chairs and couches and things. Oh, I don't... often see people in there, but, like, sitting there, but that's just kind of a personal thing, I guess, but, yeah, no, it's, I mean, it's mainly books, it's all bookshelves and things, I think they got the old ones from Borders, probably, that when it was there, but, so it's set up like a typical bookstore, sort of, but, like, it's all along the walls, like, every wall is basically covered in books,
okay,
and there's shelves going back.
So, okay, so from how you're describing it, it sounds like it's not really... It's not a chore to go there. Like, you enjoy. You enjoy going there. Would you say that, like, if on any given day you're just, like, I don't know, bored or, like, sad or something, you're just like, I'm going to go to a to the bookstore.
Yeah.
Do you do that?
Yeah.
A lot?
Yep. Especially anytime I'm in Woodbridge for anything else, I'm like, okay, well, I'm going to stop in Second Charles and
I'm
see.
I'm here. I might as well.
Might as well go in. And then I'm there, like, I'm out for, like, another hour and a half. So.
Okay, so have you had any unusual experiences there?
I thought it was pretty unusual when I found that book for, like, that was, I've been looking for, I was looking for it for, like, a year.
Oh, okay.
So, I was looking for it for a long time, and the only place I could find it was on Amazon, and I didn't really want to, like, do that, so, I thought that was pretty unusual that I found it there for super cheap, and it was right there, it was like a... It was, like, meant to happen. Nothing, like, really out of the ordinary. It's just a bookstore. Everyone's kind of doing their own thing, looking for their own books.
But okay. But not in, like, a in a cold way.
No.
It's just... It's
no, like, it's... Like, people are friendly. Like, they'll say... Like, every time you're in an aisle and someone who works there, or even other people who are just there, you're looking and they walk by and, like, you make eye contact. They're like, oh, hey! They're, like, really friendly, so...
Okay.
There's nothing, like, weird going on.
So, when you, go into the bookstore, is it, like, is it easy to get sidetracked, or are you pretty much just, like, on point the whole time?
There's just so many things in there, so it's so easy to get sidetracked, because, they have, like, tables full of books in the front, so, like, it'll be summer reading, which is really, like, classics, and they're always changing everything out, so, like, or they'll have, like, books that were turned into movies or things, and they're always changing those things out, so, like, they catch your attention really fast, so, you can get sidetracked pretty easily. I mean, if you're definitely trying to be focused, you can. But I'm all over the place, so I just see, oh, look, over there, or over there. So it takes me a while to actually, like, get back to the shelf that I want. But that's just because I'm so sidetracked, because everything, like, catches my eye. So.
Okay. So how often do you go, would you say, if you were to guess?
Well, I mean, being away at school, I didn't think it was much.
Right. But, like, if you're around.
If I'm around, I'll go... like, maybe once a week, or, like...
Wow, really?
Okay, yeah, I don't have a lot to do. Or, like, once every 2 weeks or something like that. Like, mm-hmm. it's really not a lot in between each time I go.
You're going multiple times
a month. I read so insanely fast. Yeah. That, like, I need more stuff to read.
Yeah. Although, I feel you.
Yeah, my books upstairs, I really should get to those. But I always want to buy more, like, mm-hmm. I don't know. So
make a collection, start a library.
I have an insane library.
Yeah. So, okay. So you go there often. Would you say that there is, like, another group of people that are regulars in that?
Yeah, I mean, I see some of the same people. I try, like, I'm not really super social, so it's not like, like, I'm really watching other people in there. But sometimes I see the same people, and I know a lot of other people, like, that go there that, like, mm-hmm. I just know from out, like, from around the neighborhood or something. I always recommend it to people, too. So
there's some people that you see, mm-hmm. but mostly it's just like, whoever's there.
Yeah.
How full is it usually? Like, when you go?
There's usually a decent amount of people there. Sometimes I go at weird hours, but that's just because, like, I'm up there at 9 p.m. Okay, let me run in. But there's usually, I mean, like, okay, I'm really bad at estimating.
No, it's fine. But, like, it's a big space. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of books. Mm-hmm. So it would look probably more crowded than it is.
Mm-hmm.
But in general, like, just a really general guesstimate.
Like, 30 people in there, which doesn't sound like a lot, but if you think about when you go into, like, other bookstores, there's not a lot of people in there. But there's always, like, most aisles have at least one person in them.
Right. So you would say more than the average bookstore?
Than,
like, a chain bookstore?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
So at this point, you go to that bookstore pretty much solely, or do you go to other ones as well?
I'm always looking for new bookstores, mm-hmm. just because, like, I like to explore them, but I'm not the most adventurous, so I don't typically go, like, I'll find them online and be like, maybe I'll go another day. But, like, when I was away at college, I found, like, all the ones that were around me and would go. I love finding new bookstores, because sometimes they're let down, which is sad.
Aww.
But, like, I love finding new bookstores. One time I drove all the way out to Front Royal, Virginia, and I found one. It was kind of not great, but I mean, it was, like, an interesting experience, so.
So, how long have bookstores been, like, a big thing in your life?
I mean, I always loved to read, but I became, like, a bibliophile, I guess, like, when I was probably, like, eighth grade. Like, every week I would be like, Mom, let's go to Borders. Mm-hmm. Like, every week I dragged her there, and I was, like, constantly, like, getting a new book.
Okay.
So,
yeah. And since then, it's just been,
mm-hmm.
you never waned?
No.
No?
Nope.
Just kept...
Still going. Even, like, I stopped reading as much, like, while I was at school, which is really sad to me, because, like, that drives me insane, because I love to read. But, I still would, like, when I would come home on a weekend or something, I would still go to Second and Charles or, like, a different bookstore around me, so they really never stopped.
Okay. So, at school, were there any bookstores that, like, caught your eye? Is there one that measures up to, I guess, the bookstores that you have here, or?
I mean, there's, like, a Books and Lane right there, but that's, no, I don't think any of them really measure up. They're, like, small independent ones, mostly, and they're really nice, but, I don't know. They weren't the greatest, so I wasn't too thrilled with them, but, I mean, it's still nice to always find a new bookstore, and I always got books. It's not like I ever went in and, like, didn't buy a book.
Right.
I always find one, at least. There was a really cute one in Middleburg. It was just very nice. It was kind of, like, in a home, like, but it was, like, repurposed, so, like, it was a bookstore in there, and it was really nice. There was, like, a sitting area, even though it was really tiny, and they had a lot of selection for as small as it was.
Okay.
And not, like, okay, like, not, like, seriously obscure, but they had... Sometimes it's hard to find, like, mythology books that aren't pretty into mythology, but I actually found, like, a bunch when I was there, so they really cater to everyone. Like, okay. They have something for everyone, so it was nice.
Okay. So, some good bookstores, but still, like,
Yeah.
Meh. So, what do you think makes... We've touched on this a few times, but what do you think makes Second and Charles better than all the other chain bookstores that you've gone to? Since you do think that it's better.
Just how, like I said, comfortable it is, and, like, the variety that they have. Like, I really drove me insane when I was in, like, middle school, and I would go to a bookstore, and, like, everything was Twilight. Like, and you couldn't find anything but, like, young adult urban fantasy. Don't get me wrong, I love urban fantasy, but, like, when I go to the teen section, I don't want it to be, like, not a lot of choices, and the only choices that there are, like, vampires.
Right.
Like, that drove me insane. So you can find all different genres and varieties of books and things like that at Second and Charles, which is great because I'm eclectic, too. So, like, that's how I always describe myself because I'll read almost anything.
Right.
So, like, it's really good for me that I can find all different things like that. So
what is the weirdest book that you've picked up at a bookstore? Or maybe seen. Let's say seen and then weirdest book you've read from a bookstore.
Okay. Like I said, it's a used bookstore, and they have a free bin outside.
So I'm not going to judge you.
I didn't buy it. But, like, I love Arthurian stuff. Uh-huh. And it said Merlin on it, so I grabbed it. It was, like, in the free bin outside, and, like, that counts.
Uh-huh.
Oh, God. It was actually a book on how to be a druid.
What?
I didn't know. I saw it said Merlin, and I grabbed it. And I was like, cool, Arthurian stuff. Great. I got home. It's a book on, like, how to be a druid shaman thing. Oh,
did
God.
You read it? Did you read all of it?
I, like, flipped through it, but I was like, this is too weird. I feel weird. The back cover description, I really should have read it first, because the guy was, like, the founder of the New Mexico School of Magic. Oh. I was like, what? Oh, God. Like, it was very weird. So I didn't actually, I'll read a lot of things, but that was kind of weird for me. Like, I felt weird reading it.
Uh-huh.
So I still have it, though, just because, like, yeah, as a
just
joke.
To keep it.
And I was at a book sale at a library, actually, and I found more of them, and I thought as a joke I grabbed them. So I have, like, three.
Nailed it.
Yeah, it's good.
Do you think that's also the weirdest thing you've ever seen at that bookstore, or any bookstore, or?
Okay, the thing about Second Charles, and this is gonna sound weird, they have an erotica section.
Okay.
But, like, it's right next to the sci-fi section. Well, they don't, like, advertise it, like, oh, but there's, like, a big sign that just says, like, and, like, it's right next to where the sci-fi section starts, so I'll be in the sci-fi section, and, like, it's right there, and I'm
and
like,
suddenly
oh.
You're like, oh!
Yep, and I, like, because I'll be going, like, the other direction, and I'll, like, stop, and I'll look, and I'm like, these don't look like sci-fi titles anymore, and I look up, and it's, oh, and I'm like, people are gonna look at me and be like, why are you in that section? So I just kind of slide over. There is actually, like, an erotic rewrite of Wuthering Heights.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's cool, because I love it. Yeah, there's, like, 23 Second Charles. It's not, like, just a single one.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually, like, owned by the Books A Million Company, but,
So it is a chain.
Yeah, but, like, they don't really... They never have, like, the same stuff as each other or anything.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Doesn't Books A Million have actual Books A Million stores?
Oh, yeah.
So,
there's one, like, right by, across the way from mm-hmm. Second and Charles, and in the mall, there's a Books A Million right there.
Well, so what's the difference between, like, Books A Million and Second and Charles?
Books A Million doesn't have any, like, used books. It's just, like, a regular chain bookstore. Like,
okay.
If you were to go into a Books A Million, you'd find the same stuff as if you went into, like, a Barnes & Noble.
Okay.
So.
So, with Second and Charles, how does it actually work, like, the books? Because you said it was, mm-hmm. there's some used stuff, so.
They do get, especially when there's, like, overprinted books and stuff, they'll have, like, brand new ones, mm-hmm. like, from Books A Million, I never really thought about it. But, and they'll get new things, especially, like, new popular things. So they do have new books and old, used, I guess.
Yeah.
New and used. And the used one works, you come in with all your books with that you don't really want anymore, or you've read and you just don't want to keep because mm-hmm. you didn't like them that much or whatever. You bring them in, and you have an account with mm-hmm. them. It's not like you pay or anything. But, so you give them all your books, and they'll sort through and pick, like, good condition. Like, I guess they kind of factor in popularity, like, and how, I don't know how it really works, but. So they'll pick them, and they'll give back what they don't want, or you can give it to them to put in the free bin. And they'll either give you store credit or cash for that. And you can do it with books, movies, video games and things like that, but it's mainly for books.
Right.
So that's where a lot of their inventory comes from. And then you get a lot of more store credit, obviously, that makes sense, than mm-hmm. you would cash. So I always get store credit, and I go and spend it all immediately. So that's really how it works. So they'll have, like, new books unread, and then they'll have used ones. It's right. mainly used, which is fine, but it's such a big store to have so many used books, which is really, it's, like, amazing to me. Mm-hmm. So it's really nice.
So you said that it had, like, a pretty big, I guess, spread across genres mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So, I mean, is it difficult to find stuff in there, or?
It can be. I mean, they're organized by author and everything like yeah. that, but sometimes it's not, like, a concrete shelving system, I guess. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, like, I worked in a library, so I'm so used to, like, the Dewey Decimal System.
Yeah.
But, So
but you it can, is like alphabetical by author.
Yeah. Okay. So like genre, so it'll be like fiction section, alphabetical by author. But sometimes if it's like I'm looking for okay, I probably should pick a better example because I can't say Vonnegut is how you say his last name.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, I never know. so like he like technically it's like classical or like school reading. Mm-hmm. So I'll look for it in fiction. But if it's not if I can't find it in fiction, I'll go to the school reading list section, which is really just like classic literature. Or they have a wall full of classics. So you kind of have to look through that stuff, which I guess kind of makes you find more books, which is nice. Mm-hmm. But or you can just go up front and ask.
Yeah.
They'll just look it up for you wherever they are. So it's nice. It's usually pretty easy to find things, I would say, though.
I feel you. Yeah. So when you go to the bookstore, would you say it's kind of like an escape?
Yeah, because you just get lost, like, looking through all those books. Like, I'm not thinking about, like, oh, I have stats homework. Oh, I have to, like, take my test.
I have to do something.
Yeah. So, like, I go and I just get lost in that. Like, that's really nice, like, to have, like, an escape like that, I think. So.
Have you ever gone there to, like, put something off? To procrastinate?
I'm really good at procrastinating. So, yeah, I definitely use it to procrastinate. Like, I say, I have, like, 5 things due for, like, my art class and my stats class. And I'll go to the bookstore instead, even though they're all due tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll just be like, I have time later. Let me go to Second Charles so I don't have to really do anything right now. So, yeah.
You definitely procrastinate.
Oh, God, yeah. I'm the night before, like...
Yes.
Turning it in 11:59 p.m. That is me.
Same. Yep. I do the same thing. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. It's awful. But yeah. But when you're there, mm-hmm. it's not like everything else is just, like, gone. Yeah. You don't think about anything mm-hmm. else.
So it's nice.
That's awesome.
Yeah.